Audubon New Mexico is working on the lower Rio Grande in New Mexico with the Elephant Butte Irrigation District and a host of other partners to essentially look at innovative ways to restore the river and some of the habitats, especially that birds depend on, but also keep the farmers in business. Endangered species issues have become more and more to the they're coming more and more to the forefront, and particularly with the federal agencies like the Bureau of Reclamation and the International Boundary and Water Commission. And these agencies, and the Fish and Wildlife Service, and these agencies have really struggled with how to find a solution of what the next steps ought to be. And often we see around the West, a typical scenario is farmers sort of pitted against some of these federal resource agencies and fighting over the water, and sometimes the species wins, and sometimes farmers win, but it ends up in court battles. And, you know, whether it's the Klamath Basin or it's along the Columbia River or a lot of other areas in the West, this is kind of the script that gets written. And in New Mexico, you may recall that there's been litigation on the silvery minnow and the willow flycatcher in the Middle Rio Grande. And although the end result in all the years, the decade-long litigation and all the appellate courts and all the things, you know, the end result really was that the basis of the lawsuit to protect the, you know, to have enough water in the river to actually allow these species to live, although that was really upheld, because there's so many political influences and so much divisiveness, and then also the reporting around it and the sort of the short version that got the tale that's been told, it appears as though that the species lost. Audubon was one of the plaintiffs in the Middle Rio Grande case, and essentially in the late 90s when the river dried up, the Endangered Species Act, you know, our organization, that's not our mission, is to protect the Endangered Species Act. It's merely a tool and kind of a backstop of, you can't degrade the habitat so badly that and drain all the water out of the river that you're making it impossible for these species to live. And we have this legislation in order to kind of be the backstop to not let it get to that point. But our experience in the Middle Rio Grande really motivated us to do something differently and to look at a different way of going about and doing this and not fighting in court. And so we have been working with all of these parties essentially to come up with a new solution. And so it's a little bit of a tail in the works still. It's kind of the play that keeps unfolding. That the irrigators, you know, so sort of the farmers, the conservationists, and these agencies all kind of figuring out what our roles are. But we've all agreed upon a couple of sort of basic tenets of how we're going to work, and that it needs to be voluntary, meaning that the agencies are not requiring this, but that this is something that is in advance of some kind of prescription that they would be forced to do. That it's going to cover that whole reach of the river, about 105-mile reach below Elephant Butte Reservoir, that it is a collaborative effort to protect some of the habitat and maybe even encourage new growth or improved habitat for the southwestern willow flycatcher particularly, but there's other species that are either threatened or sensitive species in that reach as well, and that the goal is to also keep farming as part of the community. It's part of the culture. It's part of New Mexico's economy. And as we have been working now for about a little over a year, maybe a year and a half or so, we've had a lot of meetings and discussions, and we've agreed upon some of these, and we've also investigated the sort of what-if scenarios. You know, what if the yellow-billed cuckoo, a bird that's in that area as well, what if it was listed under the Endangered Species Act, which is something that the Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at now? What would the implications be for farmers? what would the implications be if the farmers got all the water and the species got none? What would the implications be if we actually did a timed release out of Caballo Reservoir, which is on the Rio Grande there too, below Elephant Butte? What if you did a release out of Caballo that actually mimicked some of the historic spring flooding, so that you could actually regenerate some of the vegetation and you could really start to mimic what nature used to do? What if the farmers had a shared shortage with the environment, essentially, and that in low water years, the irrigators had less water and some of the habitats had less water, and in high water years, both benefited? So we've started to put those ideas all down on paper. And the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation recently awarded Audubon a contract to essentially start to put these things into actual motion. So pieces of that are to create an environmental water transactions program, which will be the first of its kind in New Mexico, and essentially to work with voluntary water right owners who would be willing sellers to purchase their water rights to put to the benefit of these habitats, which would then benefit the species, within the framework of Elephant Butte Irrigation District. So not changing the way that they have their governance, but allowing us to develop a couple of tools that will put these things in place when that drought really happens, or when maybe some of these other species get listed, so that we can be in advance of it, that we can document what all of these actions that all these parties are taking, and that that will be taken into consideration by the Fish and Wildlife Service in their determinations of whether or not to list species under the Endangered Species Act.